They'll talk again this afternoon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But ahead of those Russian-Ukrainian talks, an attempt at a ceasefire appears to fizzle, with Ukraine rejecting Russia's plans.
Taking people straight to Belarus or Russia. And of course, over the last few days, Russia has also pretended to have humanitarian corridors out of the city of Mariupol. The Red Cross saying the reason they couldn't get in was because those humanitarian corridors had been mined, meaning that buses couldn't come in to save the 200,000 people who had been desperately trying to get out.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in the capital, Kyiv.
Indiscriminate shelling continued across the country in numerous towns and cities, hitting not only civilian districts, but also aiming now at airfields, pipelines, communication towers.
The UN has just updated the numbers on the refugee exodus out of Ukraine. It's now 1.7 million who fled, many going to Poland. Fox's Simon Owens live at a village on the border.
And Dave, every day, thousands of people arrive at a warehouse here that's being used as a makeshift shelter just across the border from Ukraine. Darina has come from Kherson, the first major city to be captured by Russian forces.
Here I'm alone, and like every time I worry about my family because there now is no connection, no internet, so you can't call, you can't know anything.
The shelter offers water, hot food as the snow falls outside, and buses are running to take people onto their next stop. But it's busy, and many travelers face long waits. Dave.
Simon, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Lithuania, a NATO ally, warning Russia again.
We, the United States, all of our allies and partners, will take action to defend every inch of NATO territory.
Russia's being punished with sanctions, and the U.S. is considering banning Russian oil imports as the price of oil surges again. Gas is up another 6 cents today. It has spiked 45 cents since Tuesday, near an all-time high, according to AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Congress is on deadline yet again to agree to short-term funding by Friday to avoid a government shutdown. In addition to that, lawmakers are also working on more aid to Ukraine.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says you will likely see lawmakers act in the coming days on emergency funding.
Putting $10 billion into both additional defensive equipment for Ukraine, but also humanitarian assistance to get civilians out.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, an Army veteran, says patrolling the skies will be a critical part of that.
To provide their own protected airspace. And that starts, of course, with providing air platforms to President Zelensky.
Both senators on Fox News Sunday. President Zelensky spoke with several senators this weekend about his nation's needs. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
As the price of oil hits 123 bucks a barrel, Dow futures are down nearly 400 points. Markets are down also 2 to 3% overseas. The number of COVID deaths has just today topped 6 million worldwide in the Johns Hopkins tally, though deaths are down 4 weeks in a row in the U.S., and COVID cases have fallen 7 straight weeks. It's conference tournament time in college basketball. Longwood and Loyola Chicago have joined Murray State, already winning championships, ready for March Madness.
A men's conference champ has been crowned already in the Big South, Ohio Valley, and Missouri Valley conferences, but there are still 29 automatic bids up for grabs for the NCAA men's basketball tournament, with the countdown now on to Selection Sunday. Tonight, we'll find out the conference champions in the SoCon and the Sun Belt. For some of these conferences, this is the only way to get involved in the madness. That is March, even though there are 36 at-large bids to go dancing. In women's college basketball, the bracket is shifting over to a 68-team field this year, affording more opportunities under the March Madness moniker, with the Sun Belt and Big East crowning champs this evening. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On the NASCAR track, Alex Bowman won the race in Las Vegas, edging Kyle Larson. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.